I think it was hot summer days. You know, if you notice sometime that heat, you just drag a little bit. Anybody had that? Well, that must have been what Charles Fillmore was really working on when he did that, his that affirmation, "I'm alive, alert, awake, joyous, and enthusiastic about life." Remember that one?
Yes.
Join me. "I'm alive, alert, awake, joyous, and enthusiastic about life, even when it's hot." Once again, "I'm alive, alert, awake, joyous, and enthusiastic about life." Yes, yes, we are. There's one of the real parts of that joy and enthusiasm comes from getting to play with this beautiful spiritual creation we're in the midst of. And there's a way of doing that that is so, so very meaningful. Now, it's not new. It's something that I know most of you well enough to know you're already doing it, and you do it well. So this isn't something new we're going to talk about, but it's something that I keep going back in my own life and wanting to remember. And remember what's really happening, because when I do, when I remember and I enter into it more consciously, what I find is there is this beautiful, exquisite gift that's given. And what I'm talking about is one of the simplest of spiritual practices, the experience of giving, of being that instrument through which that divine generosity and love and care flows. Now, there's some interesting reflections that come up when we begin to look at that spiritually and say, what is this? Why is it so crucial and important to our spiritual lives? So there's this experience where Jesus is in the temple. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she out of her poverty put in everything, all she had to live on." That's kind of a interesting reflection to show up. Because the next line is, "Let's give everything we have away." Not well received. So what's he really talking about? There's this, he's doing a value thing there, and we can see that. That's pretty obvious. That obviously this is more an expression of value to her because it's everything. But there's a whole nother understanding. First of all, he's in the temple. So we're looking at understanding a greater consciousness that can come forth. Okay, he's looking at a woman. And so the feminine is a symbol of what we in our spiritual growth are experiencing in our feeling nature. And what's she experiencing? Lack. She's poor. So here is a feeling of poverty within us, a feeling of lack. And you have there Jesus, who is that symbol of that Christ self, the Atman, the Buddha mind, this spiritual nature that we have that is capable of knowing its pure oneness with the divine. So from this part of ourselves, then he's reflecting that not only is this a value, but my perception is that what he's seeing there is the transformation of that being, the transformation from that place of poverty into that place where we know it's all God. It's all she's got. It's everything has been given in acknowledging this consciousness. So within the self, then, there is this giving, and the greater we go into the giving, the greater is the expansion of consciousness into this awareness. Now, the other was fine. It was beautiful. There was nothing wrong with people giving out of that fullness. But this was the transformation of a consciousness, something even more valuable. Now, this principle, the spiritual principle of giving as a way of connection with the divine and the expansion of consciousness, shows up in really all spiritual traditions. But one of the ones that it's really center in is Islam. In the pillars of Islam, the giving of alms is one of the five pillars. So in other words, it's one of those things out of that tradition that is essential to the growth in spiritual awareness, the greater connection and relationship with God, from the Quran. By no means shall you attain to righteousness until you spend benevolently out of what you love, and whatever thing you spend, Allah surely knows it. In other words, there is this greater divine awareness as we express abundance through us. One of the things that happens is that in the experience of giving, we really are expressing our true nature, the true spiritual self. And one of the fun ways to do that is to kind of look at what happens in young people. Because very often, they haven't really gotten into all our adult patterns yet. And so that beautiful, pure nature comes through. For instance, a 6-year-old, mom was taking him to school. They're going along and they pass a homeless woman sitting there, and she has a sign. And the sign says, "Help me, I'm hungry." So mother explains the sign to the little boy, and he stops and opens his lunchbox, gets out half his sandwich, and goes over and gives it to the lady. And she's so touched, she says, thank you, and he's hungry. She starts to eat it right away. Now, what a natural thing to do. And sometimes it's a little bit of a stretch, isn't it? But in that child, it was just, of course, because there's parts of us in that being that know we're one. You know, it's not okay if I have and you don't. That I can rectify that. I have power. That giving happens through us. There was a cashier at Target who reports where her cash register was. She could see another one, and in the people that went through that line, there were a couple of those gumball machines that are there, you know, gumballs and toys, and you put your quarter in. And there was a donation box right next to it, which was just had a little, you know, some printed things on putting your money in here, and it helps the children who are in need. Well, of course, she saw a lot of kids go through, but one of the things that she said was when she would see the children stop and read what was on that box, often their quarters, instead of going into the gumball machine, would go into the box. Because in that place, they knew that that's what's of meaning. Sometimes we get confused. Now, some of us have pretty big gumball machines. But that's okay. But there's a part of us that knows and recognizes that we are this instrument through which this divine presence gives and cares. Now, the experience of the little boy giving to the homeless woman, and the experience of the what the woman was seeing at Target, both those were giving out of abundance. So I found this experience interesting. This is from a nurse who's in Africa. She says, in a little African village where I volunteer as a nurse, I passed out food to hungry children. And since I knew her only food for the day was the slice of wheat bread I had just given a girl, I did not let her see me cry when she tore the slice in half and gave the bigger half to her little brother. That's who we are. That's what we're here for. Of course. And when we do it, it feels right, doesn't it? Yeah. One of the reasons that it feels that way is because we are expressing the nature of God. We are expressing this divine presence within us as we really are. There's a beautiful scripture that we're used to hearing in a little different way. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. And usually when that scripture is shared, it's about Jesus or the Christ self, and that as the pattern of the presence. But there's another way of looking at that scripture that I like. The part where God so loved the world that he gave. That is the nature of the divine. The love. And love gives. It's its nature. It doesn't withhold. It doesn't say, once you get your act together. Okay. It gives because that's its nature. And so when we experience giving, one of the reasons it feels so good is because we are experiencing that divine presence in a very pure, beautiful form, moving through us. A young woman was at a pharmacy, and she was picking up medication for her depression. When she got up there and they were doing all the things that they do to figure things out, The person informed her that her college insurance plan ended the day before. So she has this medication that she needs. It's important to her, and no way to get it. And she began to feel overwhelmed, began to cry. The woman that was behind her stepped up and simply paid the $180 for the medication and said, sometimes Christmas comes early. Yeah, we understand that. We understand that opportunity to give comes into our world. Now, I know one of the beautiful things is that in that, we're always guided. And these are things that you do a lot. They happen regularly in your life. I'm sure most people here have been in that line in the grocery store when somebody's pulling out their money and they don't have enough and they're going to have to put things back, and how natural it is to reach in your pocket and come up with a bit, and sometimes the folks around you do, and you make it work. And that's a beautiful feeling. And I've stood in that line and not done that. And I remember what that feels like. Who are we? it's not ours. That's what that woman was learning when she put everything in. This is, we are a part of an infinite abundance flowing in and through our world. And the more we let it flow, the greater it becomes. There is a actor, his name is Paul Walker. Now, if you didn't go see the Fast and Furious movies, you may not know Paul. But if you did, you're going to recognize who he is. Okay, so he was the star of that movie series, and he actually died a little while ago in a car accident. But after his death, people began comparing stories about him, and one of the things that they talked about was his generosity. Wouldn't that be a beautiful way to be known? For your generosity? Rather than really kept good control? I mean, which way do we want to go? Who are we? one of the experiences that was shared was his being in a jewelry store, and a soldier was there. He'd been deployed in Iraq, and he was home, and he was going to be leaving again, and he wanted to get his fiance a engagement ring. So the two of them are in the store, and the soldier really had not looked at the reality of the world that he was dealing with. So they looked at this beautiful ring, and the salesperson says, "That's $10,000. And at that point, reality began to hit, and they thought maybe it was time to leave that jewelry store. And Paul overheard this and stepped up and said, "Here, I'll take care of it." There's a heart's desire that was there. Now, what I know about a heart's desire is it's an expression of this divine calling our life forward. The beautiful thing for Paul was he knew that. He knew that that was the opportunity for him to be that instrument of blessing. You see, when it's God's, we get to give it away. It's a good deal. Part of it is it's a good deal because the other part of it is it returns. Now, in the return, some interesting reflections. So, for one, in the Quran also talks about this return aspect of the giving. It says, "God blesses charitable deeds with manifold increase. For those who give in charity, men and women, and loan to Allah a beautiful loan, it will be increased manifold to their credit, and they shall have besides a liberal reward." So it's talking about this expansion that takes place. And what I love is going to the Quran is that here's a whole other world that we're looking at, a world that is really being distorted to our view because of a group of people that are out of touch with the beauty and the sacredness that is here. And the principles are universal. Yes, if you give manifold increase, or as Jesus said it, "Given, it will be given unto you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Same teaching, just different book. God's blessings flow generously through me. Isn't that a wonderful way to live? God's blessings flow generously through me. Join me.
God's blessings flow generously through me.
wonderful way to be. Again,
God's blessings flow generously through me.
Now, when that's happening, you know, it does come back. It does multiply. It does bless us. But generally, we don't know how that's going to happen. Okay, a fellow was 7 a.m. in the morning, you know, before work, going through the grocery store, probably getting some for his lunch. And so he gets to the, he's there at the counter, and there's this woman behind him that's very tense and nervous, and kind of notices, and so he just has this spontaneous moment. There's a container of roses sitting there, you know, $3 a rose, and so he just picks one up, puts it on his belt, turns and hands it to her and says, "Have a good day." And she, you know, you can kind of see that little change in that tension that was there. So he goes on, goes to work, and when he gets to work, the staff there is called together, and they meet the new corporate vice president, and she says to him, "Thank you for the rose. I was so nervous. It's my first day." You just never know. Listen to that guidance when it says, "Give, let it flow." One of my favorite experiences, and this, I don't know, it kind of touches more into that woman at the treasury. Because sometimes we think we can't give. Homeless man. And what happened was, in the alley where he slept, somebody had take and abandoned a box of kittens there by the dumpster. And so he took the kittens, and he was trying to get whatever food and things that he could to take care of the kittens. Well, a fellow goes by the homeless man, who he's walking his dog, and of course the dog's going to be interested in the kittens, so they connect, and he just asks the guy, you know, "Where you get the kittens?" And the fellow explains, and he says, my problem is, you know, I'm not able to get the food that they really need. I need to find out how to get the kittens to good homes." So the fellow thinks, "Oh, well, maybe I can help you." So he dials up his vet. And turns out the vet is one of those kind of animal connector peoples, and says, if so, he tells the vet, you know, where the kittens are, and goes on his way. And later on, he gets a call from the vet. The vet says, I went over and got the kittens, and they're all taken care of, and I'll see they all get to wonderful homes. Won't be a problem at all." And she says, "But I was really touched by the care from the homeless man. So I gave him a part-time job in the clinic and a place to sleep until he can get things together." Okay. It comes back. We know that. And there's always so many ways that we can give generously, joyously. God's blessings flow generously through me. Join me.
God's blessings flow generously through me.
Isn't a state of generosity a beautiful one to live in? Again.
God's blessings flow generously through me.
Try it this week. Okay, just watch those opportunities. You're guided. You know, yes, no, how much, whatever. It's always right here. Once again,
God's blessings flow generously through me.
And as we experience that, that's part of what's called having fun. Bless you.